The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is January the 30th, Tuesday night, which at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, Lord willing, I'm always on these airways on the Black Talk Radio Network, bringing you some news, information, sharing views and what have you, and hearing from you, the listener. Just want to remind everyone real quickly that we are having a number change. We may have to reserve the 866 number, and that will change just for our guests. But we are using the 704-802-5056 as our main number. For those that want to call in, ask questions, or if you want to listen on the line. So we have a lot of people listening by on the line, calling through the 866 number and kind of using up some resources. So we talked about that, gave that information and update. So the new number is 704-802-5056. All the commands work the same. Always watch your background noise. We may have a mystery guest on tonight. If Monique is listening, the comedian and actress Monique, as we've been having an exchange, and I'm going to tip my hat off the gate to Monique for even responding to Black Talk Radio on Twitter, because many of these celebrities, they won't respond. Many of them have teams that are doing their social media for them, and it's so I tip my hat to her for even engaging Black Talk Radio in a serious conversation that we're trying to elevate, which is prison slavery via 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. There's a reason for this thing they call a mass incarceration, why they want to increase the mass of prisoners on prison plantations, both private and public sector. So that reason is slavery, and they are lawfully doing this. But there are so many side issues, and that's what Monique doesn't seem to understand in the exchange when we point out that the prison films that she participated in, that these white men in Hollywood, it looks like all white men, there's a woman in there who's credited as a writer for Monique Behind Bars, which is supposed to be a documentary. Of course, they didn't show people that was wrongfully convicted, got set up by some cops or you know, nobody, you know. And again, the system ain't really going to let anyone into the prison that's going to show the system for what it really is. It's not going to allow somebody to come in there with some cameras asking prisoners, do you know that the 13th Amendment does not actually abolish slavery, and that you can be punished for a crime and made to work, convicted in the court, duly convicted, not rightfully convicted, many of them wrongfully convicted, but the Constitution say duly. That means they gave you a trial, or as most of the prosecutors and many of the defense attorneys do, they coerce the defendant into a plea deal. Okay, so 80% of the cases not even going to court, but so that's duly convicted. They threaten people with so much time that, hey, if you don't agree to take this 5 to 10, then you could be facing life. We covered these stories for 9 years on the network, but it has many side issues and related issues. And looking at it from a media perspective, being that this network was founded as a media project of Black Talk Media Project, I have to look at it from how the media end of it too. And we talk about the private prisons on this network and how they profit. I've been asking people to pull their money out of these six banks that's underwriting the day-to-day business practices of the private prisons, which is really filled up with immigrants. Whether or not you agree with Donald Trump's position on quote-unquote illegal immigration, who's profiting from it? And it's an element. We had Angela Chan on, who is an Asian-American attorney who really focuses on the area of law as it pertains to immigrants. And she wrote a Huffington Post piece, came on Black Talk Radio News a couple of years ago, and explained that the immigrant detention and making them work is illegal. It's in violation of the 13th Amendment because they haven't been duly convicted of any crimes. So George Zoli and the crew at Core Civic and Geo Group forcing them to run the prisons and only pay them $1 a day, that's illegal. These people have not been, they're not in these prisons because they've been duly convicted of crimes. And Angela Chan agreed that the 13th Amendment lawfully and legally, she's a legal scholar. There's been others. We got a sister, Genevieve Wright Jones, in I think it's San Diego County in California, who's running as a prosecutor, acknowledging that the 13th Amendment does not abolish slavery. It's legal. It's punishment for crime. There's your incentive to lock people up and pass all of these laws. But people make money. We talk about the contractors, the medical companies. The medical companies that provide poor, if you want to call it, health care, and how they have been sued and settled law cases. But the medical industry making money off of modern day slavery and human trafficking. Okay? So we talk about all the related industries. The prisoners themselves been calling for a boycott out of Alabama of the commerce system or the commissary, and telling their family members, stop calling. Don't pay these people all this money to do a video conferencing call. Don't even pay them to call me. Just write a snail mail letter. But all this extra stuff, we can bankrupt. So this is what the prisoners in Alabama is saying. You got to find the thing. That's the telecom right there, making money off of prisoners. And then what Monique doesn't understand is how those two films, and I bet it's very possible wasn't even her ideals. I could see some Hollywood producers, the white men that I found, that produced the film, and she want to say to me that Hollywood has nothing to do with it. Well, Monique, if you got Hollywood producers producing the film, if you got Hollywood writers writing the script, and the way that one of the different ones I was watching, because I could only stomach so much, you could tell you were given lines. You were given lines. And that film was not done to expose the system. It was to make you feel sorry for people who made quote-unquote mistakes, not people railroaded into prison due to Nixon's drug war. See, because they wouldn't let you come into prison to make a documentary like that. That's why we have to, abolitionists today have to smuggle audio and video out to prisons via the internet and get the word out, which is something Black Talk Radio Network has facilitated all this time to help these prisoners' voice be heard. But when we come to not only your movies, because see, it started out with me going to support Monique. I was listening to the brother who do Bitter Medicine podcast, and he was saying he doesn't support the Netflix boycott, but he supports you because he looking at it from two different angles. He looking at it from the, you know, Black people ain't getting paid as much as their white counterparts. Yeah, there's a valid, but does it apply to this situation, this unique situation, this individual case, and looking at it from a business perspective. But since I can't, you know, justify backing a boycott based on Monique's grievances, I will go to Netflix and look up anything that, you know, Google her name or however they call it in Netflix search engine and see if there's anything on there attached to her name and upvote it. That way we can try to generate some heat. This is what this brother was saying on her name to show Netflix, hey, she do got a base out here. Look, you know, but of course, that's people that's already subscribed, but they would be basically telling Netflix, we want to see this. So all her fans on Netflix, go upvote her stuff. That's what this brother suggested. So that's what I went on Netflix to do. And that's when I came across the prisoner exploitation film, I Could Have Been Your Cellmate, the comedy special inside the prison at this women's prison in Ohio. This was 10 years ago in 2007. Now, without getting into the minutiae of how much it benefits prisoners to get an hour and a half to watch Monique tell some jokes, okay? And I asked her, how much did she get paid to do it? How much did Gary Benkoff get paid to do it? That's the director and everybody else. And I'll share all the details and the names and the companies with you over the next 2 hours. I'll share those. But Monique has the opportunity. She was invited to call in 704-802-5056. But first, before she does that, I hope she listens to my presentation on how the film industry is exploiting these prisoners. You got Walmart, which uses prison slave labor, okay? Advertising on MSNBC, which is running the current season of Lock Up, and they got a bunch of specials, and we got Netflix showing some of the older seasons where you can go binge watch some prison slavery entertainment. Now, it wouldn't be slavery if these people... And in Lockup, I looked it up because Hollywood is involved, despite Monique saying they not. They have what they call the industry, IDMP, where it give you all the actors in it, the film credits, all. They got a, you know, website for that. And I got it in my program notes for tonight, which are posted, and they've been made public. So go to BTR News on btrcommunity.com, our social media platform that your membership helps fund the nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project. So everything is posted there. All the links are there. And we'll get to those names and how these people are profiting. These weren't nonprofit films. These were for-profit films, which mean they're still generating royalties for somebody every time they're watched on Netflix, every time someone watches a clip with advertisement on YouTube. Who is that revenue going to? It's not going to the prisoners, which some of which have actual film credits. How crazy is that? That these prisoners have film credits in lockup, which is being produced currently by MSNBC. I also gave a shout out to Ms. Joy Reid, Joy Ann Reid, who hosts a little weekend news program early on. I think it's Sunday mornings. And she blocked me from her personal account. Why, I don't know. I was never disrespectful, never called her out her name, but disagreed with her on something probably concerning that vicious criminal who did a lot of harm to black people and gave great aid to the modern day slavery people, Hillary Clinton. The Clintons did much for private prisons and expanding slavery, working with their counterparts in the Republican Party. So that's what tonight's broadcast is about. We also throwed up several polls on Twitter. I put out one on Facebook. Been sharing those. We'll keep sharing those. If you're listening right now on blacktalkradionetwork.com, or if you visited at some future date, for those listening to the podcast, been running a new ad system, so that we could bring in some people who want to sponsor nonprofit public black radio. And so just testing it out, I put my Twitter poll tweet, and it's showing up all over the site. So take the poll. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on the issue of, would you support a boycott and a ban on these films, TV shows, comedies, so-called documentaries that are for profit? None of the funds going to any prison advocacy groups or any kind of funds set up for the children of victims of modern day slavery and human trafficking. No, it's all Hollywood benefiting. And the actors, except for those who are the slaves in these being featured. I hate to call them that because it's a dehumanizing term, but people aren't even aware. The masses aren't. I shouldn't say people. We have a small but growing movement of people recognizing the fact that slavery was never abolished. So it's not about attacking Monique. I'm not on here to put on no shows or attack anyone or engage in that kind of shock jock type stuff, saying controversial things, name calling and all of that. No, I want to use my program as a teaching tool or as a platform for people to present their point of views and think about these issues more deeply than how they're being presented by the mainstream media and those who make a living in that media. Okay? So we calling out the entire industry. It's an industry in Hollywood and New York, because like NBC and anybody else doing network prison exploitation shows are mostly headquartered in New York. But then you got the Hollywood producers. Now, if you're using paid actors, I ain't got a problem with that. They got a union. Actors in Hollywood got a union. You have to pay them a certain amount of money to do a job within a certain range. I don't know. They don't get paid like the regular people do who work 9-to-5 wage, you know, for poverty wages and whatnot. They got us on an hourly clock. So I don't know how actors and actresses get paid, but they got a union representing them. So I'm sure there's a standard in pay. There's a standard in any kind of accommodations. It's a standard to that. They're protected by laws. These prisoners are not. They're not even paid. I don't care if, let's say, 1,000 diapers was donated by the producers of this film, the production companies, to the women's prison, since they want to act like, oh, look at Massa, he's so nice. He got a nursery up in the prison. And he's letting these mothers, who were probably shackled when they gave birth to them, nurse their babies for up to 1 year. Like, that's a good thing. Like, Master doing these women a favor. And he's being so kind and what, you know what I'm saying? And again, Monique didn't produce it. Monique didn't do, she wrote her jokes, but she didn't produce it. I'm looking at the people who went to Monique, presented this ideal, who had the budget, who had the connections to get, to first of all, get a prison plantation to agree to allow you to come up in there with some cameras. And I'm sure they had a role in picking what prisoners you got to talk to, hand-picked prisoners to showcase them. And these, and so, no, nothing against the prisoners who were being exploited. We don't blame victims. And to a certain degree, I would even say Monique might be a victim because she don't seem to understand. Maybe Monique don't understand the complexities of what it means to be a slave by way of the 13th Amendment. Maybe she didn't watch the 13th. I don't know. It was nominated for an Oscar. But the film industry is making money off of slavery. The banks, everybody, this is entertainment. And I know many don't see it as such because the mass media corporations, is about six of them, is in control of programming your mind and your feelings about these things. And you see it as acceptable. Slavery in any form is not acceptable. Exploitation is not acceptable. So that's what's on for tonight. Of course, y'all know I kicked that music. I just pulled up an old playlist from August the 30th of 2017. So whatever I programmed for the playlist, that's what we hearing tonight on BTR News Live. But of course, taking your calls at 704-802-5056. That's 704-802-5056. Just watch your background noise, hit star star if you would like to get in on tonight's broadcast. I have a quick announcement. I have people who send music in, and some of it is terrible. I'm like, you can't have listened to Black Talk Radio, any other stations, any other podcasters on the network, and to send me some murder music with somebody talking about selling drugs, killing somebody, using the N-word all the time. All the time. I understand some people talk like that. I'll even let an N-word or two in a song drop. It depends on how strong the message. But the announcement is we've been running message music maybe 7 years. And it's got a lot of music on there, but it has not, that station has not been updated in a long time because, as I often say or been saying lately, we don't have a budget to hire a staff, so we depend on volunteers. So if anybody out there wants to volunteer to take over the message music radio station, when I say take over, I mean manage it. It's still under the control of the nonprofit, and we have final say on what type of music. But if somebody is interested in giving new artists with music, with a message, a platform, then you can help Black Talk Media Project develop that station. If you would even want to get the equipment, learn how to broadcast, y'all can do live programming or all of that. And it won't cost the volunteers nothing. So I actually would like some young people to do that. Because I don't listen to, y'all know what my playlist sound like. I'm like 70s, 80s, and maybe, you know, a little bit of 90s R&B, but that's my range. That's my range. But every once in a while, you know, I will play some new stuff if I like it that people send me. So if you're interested in taking over a radio station dedicated to music with a message, we call it message music, you can check it out on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. It's also, we got it listed on TuneIn, but sometimes that TuneIn app doesn't work for Message Music. It works fine for Black Talk Radio, but not Message Music. But we'll get all that fixed. So if you are interested, then please contact me. You can contact me, Black Talk Radio News, on my contact form. It's on my broadcast page on Black Talk Radio Network. Just look in the radio show and host menu at the top, and you'll see Black Talk Radio News with Scotty Reese. So if you want to volunteer for that, and again, music with a message, we're not going to be promoting any kind of negativity, but we do want to allow for the artist to talk about what's real. So I don't know why I chose this one. Somebody sent me this one. I must have liked the music, the beat, but it's Sky Blue, Nefalabada is what I have. So I'm going to go ahead and roll with that as our first three in a row track tonight. And then we'll come back, and then I'll share some of this information that I'm trying to get y'all to understand, that this is a very serious abuse of people's human rights as slaves. And the film industry is exploiting it. Millions generated. Forget what Monique might have been paid for a comedy and what kind of royalties she might be getting for a comedy. It doesn't seem to be that popular on YouTube. It's actually published to her channel. So we can get you to take that down, Monique. Hopefully, by the end of this program, you will understand that this is profiting off of prison labor. If they're not getting paid, if they're not getting any royalties, if they didn't get the same treatment as a licensed union member of what they call it, the Screen Actors Guild or whatever they call it, then they were exploited labor. Even extras, people that don't have no lines, they just seen in the crowd, like when they do these old-timey war movies or battle scenes or whatnot. You know, extras. They're just extras. So I bet you those prisoners featured in all of this, they not getting paid what an extra get paid in Hollywood. That makes it exploitation. It makes it prison slavery. And it's legal via the 13th Amendment, and we out to change that, the new abolitionist. So this is Sky Blue, Nefalabada. And we hope you enjoy this music. Again, three in a row you're listening to Black Talk Radio News as I broadcast from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc.
Dreams while you do another. I be that Nefalabada, Nefalabada. nigga bout of that cloud. Walk on imagining dreams while you doing nada. I be that nephew about it, nephew about it. Look up,
why I gotta lie for it? You ain't optical eagles, you eyesores. This light of mine I would die for. No major label independent like July 4. Grammy told me to sing my songs. To write my wrongs, this night so long. It might prolong when a zeitgeist song cuts your dick in the throne, but his life goes on. Yeah. If it's too deep, she better repeat. Now the beast sleep when I speak over MP3s. Freeze. I feel the breeze out through my spirit. Yeah, elevating through the lyrics. This my soul. Can you hear it? All the ashes don't feel it.
Okay.
Shouts at my homegirl, Celeste, who made the suggestion. Of this concept I invest in. Started with a picture I pressed in. That frame of mind I was blessed in. So let's stand on a good note. That food for thought Nabisco. I snack well in them Oreos. Y'all bring it just like the movie shows. Cause they ain't mine. Don't write rhymes, I paint lines. Ate before I shot for the stars. So I'm not aiming with a blank nine. They said we roses, but I started out as a late bloomer. I was in school plotting on destiny. And it turns out I got a date sooner. Yeah, I be that nephew about it. Nephew about it. I be that nephew about it. Nephew about it. That cloud walker imagining dreams while you doing nada. I be that nephew about it. Nephew about it. That cloud walker imagining dreams while you doing nada. I be that nephew about it. Nephew about it. Look up. Let me get up in this. I'm just playing. I'm done rapping.
Aggressive and disrespectful.
but it promotes visual terrorism. And if black people and sympathetic others are not in constant resistance and protest of such symbols, then we run the risk of sending the wrong signal that everything is fine and we don't matter. So we protest. Resolve the issue of the Confederate flag, something that we can see and touch. How can we, as a nation, process the complex things that we cannot see? If there are cemeteries for Confederate soldiers, then where are the national monuments to the victims and descendants of African slaves who built the economic legacy that this country sits on? What does that say about our country? What can be made of the fact that in World War II, Nazi soldier prisoners were often treated better than African American soldiers by white American soldiers? The Confederate flag flying, the Fergusons, the Eric Gardners, and the cases like Baltimore are powerful examples that show there is consistent lack of respect for black people. And where there is no respect, there's no justice, and then no peace. Burn and bury. Let it go. Let it go. Burn and bury all the divine. Burn and bury. Let it go. Let it go. Burn and bury all that lies.
Because it's evil. Well, white supremacy is a system. And what does white supremacy really mean? It just doesn't mean somebody being in charge. No one should care about who's in charge of anything if the person is not mistreating people. White supremacy is about mistreating people based on what? Based on the color in the skin of those people who are being mistreated. That's all it is. It's a form of mistreatment. There are all kinds of mistreatment in the world, but that's the greatest form of mistreatment. That's why it's supreme, because it's the greatest form of mistreatment. If you want to look for mistreatment of the people anywhere on the planet, most people are being mistreated based on color. That's what it is. You know, if it's just two people on Earth, I mean, one person might mistreat another person just because the person is jealous or envious or something. Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to mistreat people for all kinds of reasons. But this business about racism is about mistreating people based on color.
Welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Shout out to John Sims, Burn and Bury abolitionist. He's been a guest several times on the program on New Abolitionist Radio and this broadcast as well. So shout out to him, John Sims, talking about that Confederate flag. And he's telling the truth, man. These things that's right in front of our face, like a doggone Confederate flag. If we cannot even come together to say, hey, these monuments and stuff are wrong, we got to take these down. Shout out to those who in Durham, North Carolina, because I'm right here in North Carolina. Shout out to my North Carolinians, the students, and the concerned citizens who pulled down that Confederate statue at the courthouse. They were put there all over North Carolina to send a message to the black folks who are the primary victims of modern-day slavery and human trafficking. That's to send a message. That's to send a message. And those people pulled it down, and the charges were dismissed against them, as should have been. So, but tonight we are talking about slavery, and shout out to Mr. Neely Fuller, but I have to say the greatest mistreatment, Mr. Fuller, is slavery. But white supremacy and slavery, they talk about what's the new hot term they use, the buzzword intersectionality. Certainly, you can see where white supremacy is embedded in modern day slavery and human trafficking by looking at the primary victims. Although all people are victims of it. All people are victims of it. It's just some more so than others. But see, that's that anti-blackness in this nation. Is they support those laws. Put a black face on crime. They'll get behind all kind of legislative bills and stuff to put more people into prison slavery. So yeah, they intersect. But the greatest crime, in my opinion, Mr. Fuller, is slavery. That's the worst thing you could do to a human being. And then when you do it to him, just based on his skin color, that's even worse. That's a double evil right there. That's a double evil. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about tonight where Hollywood in New York, because they have their little production studios in New York, and they're using media. They're using media to profit off of prison slavery. Shout out to Jimmy Dore. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's this white comedian, progressive. Speaking of comedians, Monique, Jimmy Dore has a channel on YouTube. And it was on his program where he said that the MSNBC show Lock Up, it generates so much in advertisement revenue, it pays for their fake news that they put out. Because again, shout out to Joy Ann Reed. I know your producers are, I tagged you in the post about these prison slavery entertainment films and Hollywood productions and reality TV. Will your show do a segment on this topic of exploiting these prisoners? I'm not so naive to believe that MSNBC producers, any producers, is going to let y'all go forward with that. Because you know what? All of that money being generated off of modern day slavery and human trafficking is paying the bills. It's paying y'all salary over there at MSNBC. It's generating revenue for YouTube. Then we got, and also that show is on Netflix, the earlier seasons. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. We got a couple of polls up featured on our Twitter profile. If you go to twitter.com/blacktalkradio, you can vote in the poll. I hope you do, because public opinion does mean something. And I'm going to go there right now so I can read the poll to you in his exact words for those that follow the station, or I should say the network, on Twitter. It's at Black Talk Radio. Again, that's on Twitter, at Black Talk Radio. You can even see the conversation between myself and Monique, but the pinned tweet, as they call it, for-profit films using prisoners in documentaries, comedy specials, and or reality television shows do not compensate prisoners what they pay extras in Hollywood. Poll question. Now, this is we want y'all to answer this question. If you see the one that I put out under Scotty Reed, but I shared it to Black Talk Radio because for some reason they don't let you make polls anymore on the Facebook pages, and they've been limiting our views you know, on Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook. So I had to make the poll using my personal account. But take the poll. Poll question, would you support a ban boycott on these types of exploitative films on the basis of human rights? So I'm gauging public opinion here. Before the Black Talk Media Project, and we were on the call, I was on the call representing the Black Talk Media Project with other prisoner advocacy groups who are working on the different issues related to victims of prison slavery. And it was put out there that we want to start a campaign to get a ban and call for the people to boycott on these exploitative films. These are exploit. We had a Millions for Prisoners Human Rights March. And as I was letting Monique know, because she was like, well, what have you done for prisoners, basically? Y'all can read the exchange. And again, I don't want this to be about me versus her and anything. I don't think she really understands the depth of how it relates to the industry. Look, I didn't understand that slavery was never abolished until 6 years ago. I think it was, yes, we're in the sixth season of New Abolitionist Radio. And then when I discovered that the 13th Amendment legalized prison slavery and everything else just clicked, that prison pipeline, the slave catching brutality out there, this is the root right here. This is the root cause. Slavery is legal. They have a profit motive to put people in prison cells, in jail cells, in detention facilities. It also provides jobs for the so-called working class. And it's slavery, and we're all participating. We have our money in these banks like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, BNP Paribas, J.P. Morgan Chase, which is about to establish itself on the continent of Africa in Ghana and one other country. I'm telling y'all, now the Ghanaians reached out to New Abolitionist Radio, wanted to sponsor us to come out there, wanted us to come out there to talk to them about how slavery is still being practiced here in the United States. Because we've told people how these same companies are operating worldwide. The way that they're doing practicing slavery here, they're exporting the business model. And the Ghanaians want us to come there, but we don't have that kind of funding. And they obviously didn't have the funds. So, but J.P. Morgan opening up, I guess you might as well say, opening up a branch in Ghana, in another African country whose name I can't call. J.P. Morgan Chase is one of the six banks underwriting private prisons in this country, in the United States, which allows these private prisons like the GEO Group to operate globally. Remember, GEO Group runs all of Australia's prisons for profit. And these prison films, these comedy specials in the prison. Monique replied to me saying, you know, Johnny Cash, like Johnny Cash going in. Let me watch my tone here. Because y'all know I can get passionate and because people interpret that in different ways. Like I'm attacking somebody. I'm just upset about slavery. But Monique, Johnny Cash going into Folsom Prison to cut a record did not benefit those prisoners. Did they get to see a concert of a country music legend? Yes, but after the cameras was gone, after the recording equipment was gone, after Johnny Cash then moseyed his behind on down the road, the sold out concerts and making record deals, I bet you Johnny Cash did not donate any of the proceeds to that album to any kind of prisoner advocacy organization. This is exploitation, entertaining the slaves to distract them from slavery. I mean, that, yes, it helps the slaves psychologically have entertainment so that, you know, it lifts your spirits. And I'm thinking about the ancestors in pre-1865 slavery. They entertained each other. They sang songs. They did whatever the plantation would allow them to do. But we cannot seriously consider that Johnny Cash, these white men who produce Monique shows, paying Monique to go up in the prison to tell the prisoners some jokes or interview some prisoners who are going to admit to their guilt. They're not going to be on there talking about I was railroaded or Anthony Scaricelli set me up and planted evidence on me. These are real stories that we've been reporting since 2012 on New Abolitionist Radio. I've been reporting on them longer than that. Going back to my beginning in internet radio back in 2007, reporting the news, the day-to-day reports of violence against black people, violence against poor people by the state, by slave catchers, people with badges and guns. And then depending upon what state you are in, they may even have what's called a policeman's bill of rights that prevent them from being fired right away for telling recruits to kill niggas. I don't even mean to give him that title, but this former slave catcher, deputy police chief in Prospect, Kentucky, a policeman's bill of rights. All right, looks like we got somebody wants to, I thought I heard somebody wanting to chime in again. If you would like to add your voice to the conversation, we're approaching the top of the hour where I'm going to take another station identification break, a quick three in a row. I ain't going to play the entire songs. I don't want to keep, you know, I just try to keep it mixed in there. I like my music. Music sends out powerful healing energies. I don't want to be on here all the time, you know, creating negative energy. But if I'm going to create any negative energy, it's to make you aware that we need to use positive energy to squash it out. Okay, so if you have a comment, I thought I heard somebody, hit ** on your keypad to unmute yourself. Always watch your background noise. We have a caller from 646. You are on BTR News with Scotty Reed. Is that one of my abolitionist comrades out of New York?
Yes, peace. This is Tag. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tag, we hear you perfectly clear.
Okay, great, because I've been having some issues with the speaker function, but so peace to you, peace to the network across the board, and just trying to speak to the issue at hand here. I was looking for a bit, and I found a quote that speaks directly to the theme from Dennis Child's somewhat recent book called Slaves of the State, which is an extremely worthwhile book coming out of University of Minnesota Press, Slaves of the State, Black Incarceration from the Chain Gang to the Penitentiary. And just in light of the discussion around the very exploitative entertainment efforts, you know, of the state of this system, you know, to essentially to profit even further off of the backs of those of us who are underneath prison slavery. I just wanted to share this quote from that particular book that seemed directly relevant, if there's time for that before the break.
Please share, Tag.
Okay, just very briefly, this is just a few sentences. So Dennis Child writes, "Indeed, rather than being a modality of public acclaim, early prison release, or recreational levity, incarcerated performance and other forms of punitive privilege at chain gangs, prison plantations, levee camps, and penitentiaries have actually been part and parcel of prison slave management, terror, and racialized public and private dishonor. And then he goes on to say, Black incarcerated performance has been as fundamental to the liberal white supremacist penal and social order as their quote-unquote productive labors in railroad camps, levee camps, iron ore mines, cotton rows, and penitentiary sweatshops. And that's from, if I'm not mistaken, the first chapter of Dennis Childs' Slaves of the State. So I just thought that that was pertinent to the discussion and helps to highlight the point that you're articulating around the fact that this is nothing new that the state is doing as far as wanting to showcase victims of slavery in this way and profiting off of it enormously. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it kind of helps to shroud the issues in mystery as regards what's really going on, because it's as though it presents a pleasant face in front of the true horror and the true realities of slavery. And that's been going on for a very long time.
Thank you for sharing that. And that author's name is, again, Tay?
Yes. His name is Dennis Childs. And he is right now, if I'm not mistaken, I know he's in the UC system, University of California. I believe that he's at UC San Diego, but I will double check on that. Yes, University of California, San Diego, according to this book. So ideally, that's the most up-to-date information on him. But it's an extremely worthwhile text as regards prison slavery. And it dropped pretty recently, I want to say in 2016.
Hey, he would make a great guest for New Abolitionist Radio. And since you read the book, you will make a great interviewer as a guest host on New Abolitionist Radio. You are abolitionist. It was great to see you and meet you at the D.C. The historic, that was historic, Tay. Tell me another slavery abolitionist mass gathering occurred in the United States prior to August the 19th, 2017.
I know of no other ones, and it certainly felt very distinctive and singular in that regard. So certainly I hear you, and I would honestly be extremely happy, and you know, it would be a great look to interview Dennis Childs around this book. I'd be happy to see about reaching out on that level, and you know, that would be very worthwhile.
All right, Tag, anytime you want to chime back in throughout the program, we'll be on for another hour. Yeah, I first met Tag. He reached out to the Black Talk Media Project to write a paper about our work, and then he volunteered to do some things. And Tag, that was my fault this year, man, why you didn't get the passes to Sister Charlotte Capers, you know, NYC film, Hip Hop Film Festival, NYC, that she does every year. And so, hey, Tag, as long as you still willing to represent the Black Talk Media Project at the next film festival, man, I'll make sure you get what you need. But, you know, that's kind of relevant too, because as we were talking about the conversation about boycotting Netflix, okay, well, you want Black people to take their money out of Netflix, where should we redirect it for that entertainment that we do need for an hour or two? Well, I'm not going to say an hour or two, but when we winding down, because life is hard, you know, and I'm not comparing my life to a modern day victim of prison slavery. No. Okay. But it's very stressful in the system of racism, practicing white supremacy and slavery. It's very stressful reporting on these stories day in, day out. It's very stressful talking to people, strategizing how we're going to end it is very, very stressful. So people need that little downtime, you know? People need that. That's why people will watch spectacles like the football, NFL. But been supporting Colin Kaepernick, not watching the NFL, not watching the Super Bowl. I'm standing with Kaepernick because Kaepernick has been investing social capital and getting his fellow celebrities to give up a little change, you know, to benefit some of these grassroots organizations. But listen, I'm overdue for a music break. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News, but we're talking about the Hollywood in New York City. We're talking about the film industry exploiting prison slave labor, exploiting prison slave victims of slavery. This is generating, who knows how much has Lockup generated for MSNBC and its producers and its narrators. Okay? And if you look at it on their IDB, whatever it's called, listing for all these films where you can find out the writers, screenwriters, the actors, the prisoners are listed. They got screen credit, y'all. Screen credit. And none of them belong to no Screen Actors Guild Union. The Actors Union was not on site to make sure that these victims of slavery was being paid according to the law. You know why? Because slavery's not illegal. And that's why we got to remove that 13th Amendment exception clause. That's why we got to stand up and call out all these corporations and all these individuals that's profiting from slavery. And it's so many different angles. Because if we don't do it, who going to do it? You want your grandchildren to grow up and have to be in the abolitionist movement with the threat of possibly fighting another civil war over this issue? Let's solve this problem. It's very easy to solve. We can even use nonviolent means. That's what gets me, is we can't seem to get enough of the masses to take their money out these banks, to boycott for this or that. But at the same time, I guess we activists, we have to use media as a more effective weapon. But we don't have a lot of media, but we can combat that. Who knows if we get these media centers built in some of these communities in 10 years, how we have everybody on the same page and hearing independent black thought being advanced. Because they got the masses out there walking around like zombies, y'all. Zombies, they don't recognize it. And then even those, it's slavery. It's slavery. You know it's slavery. You read the 13th Amendment. You know it's slavery, but you don't seem to have this sense of urgency about you to end it. You're not really committed. You're lukewarm. And I'll take lukewarm over cold any day, but come on, y'all. Lukewarm is not going to get the job done. So we got to work harder. We got to work smarter. We got to invest in these efforts and get it done. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. I broadcast live every Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this music break.
Revolution comes with a price tag. You a slave to a flag in a country that clearly doesn't love you when they probably never have. Told you turn the other cheek and they made it with a bat. Fuck them protests in them cities. Told you go fight in the war. Vietnam, you died, good riddance. The man of the house rule took you from your siblings. Turned around and pump crack right up in your city. And they turned all your leaders to martyrs. You was off in the war, now who was guarding your daughters? It was riots in the streets, killed Malcolm and Martin. Called the National Guard up because we ride with our guard up. And that was building your guard. The Second Amendment don't apply. lie to you. Everything that they taught you was a lie to you. See, they scared of your skin and they dying to shoot. Chase the American dream and then you die to pursue. One day it'll all make sense. If it ain't about power, then it don't make sense. But none of that money matters when you live in madness. So one day you figure out that all you got is this. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. For those of you who don't know the pain, the government was slinging out them oaths of cane, and bullets and propaganda was no cocaine. So on the same day that Hova came, Jay Eckie and his Minutemen raided Will O'Neal, waited. Said that the event chairman drinks, so when the house was eventually taken, shots went off, he was never even waking. 21 years old, saw his final destination, said neutralize the threat, also called assassination. Chicago police acquitted on accusation that their soldier he was born to never make it. Are you willing to die for your cause, even if it's two in the head and dying in the hall? They say united we stand, divided we fall. Divided we fall. One day it'll all make sense. If it ain't about power, then it don't make sense. But none of that money matters when you live in madness. So one day you figure out that all you got is this. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Where did our rebels go? I said, where did our rebels go? Malcolm, Huey, Fred. They ended up dead. Where did our rebels go? I said, where did our rebels go? Malcolm, Huey, Fred. So tell me who's next?
Break bread, ribs, $100 bills, and yeah.
While you was watching Netflix and chilling, I was on my grind, hit the next lick and living. But I was free in mind, trying to exit the prison. You was always lying about your necklace and chicken. Now you rappers all singing and you trappers all rapping and you sing about trapping. Now you rappers all acting and you claim to getting money, but you losing all the passion. If the money really talk, a lot of niggas need passion. OJ gloves on with Trayvon hoodie. Cops fear black men, dismayed y'all bullies. Mike Brown flip flop and I'ma do wallet. Resurrect true knowledge, tell my niggas shoot hollow. Bang. I'm focused like Will Smith and the white chick. Even on my night shift, I was writing that right shit. I was writing that life shit. Niggas beating with night sticks. Wanna talk about ISIS? Nigga, we in a crisis. Only pray when the dice left. Only pray when the dice roll. Keep the heat on my waistline. All of my niggas ice cold and thorough, nigga. I keep it. We just act gaudy. We don't act golly. I don't act Harley. Double back with the black shoddy in the black Audi. With the Mac, probably hit your back, shorty. If you act naughty, all this new rap for me. A mean spitter to you lean sippers. Niggas getting stuck like a jean zipper. We celebrate Columbus, but we hate Hitler. America the great, what a fake picture. I thought I'd get a deal out of college. Trinidad James got a meal before I did. Cause they don't want the niggas spitting knowledge. And they lying when they told you slavery was abolished. Take them chains off and made them gold polish. Switch the masses whip to a new Impala. So instead of getting killed by the whip, you're getting killed in the whip. And you won't see tomorrow. Black men hate black skin. Kill black friends, backspin to a black sin. Back win, white lose, black win. Black lose, white win. I choose, stay pen, love lose. Hate win, love lose. My hues, my skin, my shoes, my Tim. My dues, my kin. I lose my friends, I choose my end. My sin, my skin, my sin. My blessing, need a resurrection. Kill all the niggas, then we raise them to perfection. Telling black men that them kids need protection. Keep it thorough. That's thorough.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
I think that if, you know, like America has ever run out of Vietnam and defeated as they should be in Vietnam, then black people over here will have to, you know, like, be in a position where they can defend themselves. Because I think that aggression, that's being directed against the Vietnamese people will be turned inwardly against black people in this country. See, America, in terms of where she goes and, you know, like, who she controls, her whole sphere of influence is diminishing. America is fighting on about 5 or 6 different fronts right now. Latin America, you know, like Africa, Middle East, and Vietnam, and here domestically. So I think that, you know, given the system and given that it operates off the military-industrial complex, which means that war is profitable and that, you know, like General Steele, or USS Steele, must make steel for tanks to hire people, you know, to give people jobs to, so they can spend the money to buy other goods. The very fact that the system operates off that principle means that when the man comes back, when the man is run out of every country, then it will become necessary to wage war in his own country.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com.
Off an error for the liver in pain. My 98 was 87. driving on a radio. So now go Bronco. Ain't no fixing. So-called chosen, frozen. Apology made to whoever pleases. Still, he got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bound up on the wall, I'm instinct. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause the color just as well to be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the lab. Told the rap, get off the rag. Sad to say, I got sold down the river. Still some quiver when I deliver. Never to say, I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard, plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalized and facing. Treats of hate who celebrate with Satan. I rope but dope the evil with righteous bombing and weaving. And let the good get even. Come on down.
Come on.
Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down.
Come on.
Power cannot run and hide, for it shouldn't be suicide. In a game, a fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nerve, it's just criticized. Every brother ain't a brother, cause a black hand squeezed the mouth of extra man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
Come on down. Come on down.
Would you join me, please, and welcome me?
This week to speak and blame somebody else. Will you destroy yourself? First, nothing worse than the mother's pain of a son slain in prison. Her can't wait for the state to side the fate. So this jam I dedicate places with the racist faces. Sample one of many places. Sweet, sweet, in speak, I speak from a lesson learned in Virginia. I don't smile in a line of fire, go wild and run it on face and drums even violence. What you do, get your head ready instead of getting physically sweaty. When I get mad, I put it down on the pad. Something that you never had. Controlling, fear, power rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Never allowed, kicking it loud. Dropping a bomb, brain game, intellectual Vietnam. Move as a team, never move alone. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on. Yo, look at you now. You ain't want to listen for me. Now look at you.
And you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. Scotty Reed broadcasting from behind the enemy lines. As I stated, and Monique was invited to the show, but she's still sending messages to me via Twitter. And this is the last thing she said. Okay. Now, for those, let me set this up. All right. So, y'all know Monique been talking about Netflix boycott, saying they not paying her what she thinks she's worth. As a person been 20, 30 years doing comedy, although she ain't been doing none lately, but I'm not going to go into the little labor dispute between her and Netflix. So this brother who also Bitter, shout out to Bitter Medicine Podcast, said, hey, let's support Monique by going to Netflix and upvoting all of her films. So that's what I set out to do something positive for Monique, to give her a little more leverage in the negotiating room with Netflix. So that's when I come across this prisoner exploitation film, and that's what it is. That's what I'm calling it, because we should call those things like they are. And that's what it is. Not using politically correct or ambiguous language. It's a prisoner exploitation film. The one on Netflix, and I have documented this, even changed the description. I did a screenshot. Again, you can see this on my feed for BTR News for the show tonight on this January 30th of 2018. I'm showing you the screenshots, and I'm going to pull it up here just a bit. It's loading up. I had to pull it up. This screenshot that I took, and we're going to say, this ain't about Monique. This is about Monique and other would-be Moniques that would go and work with these Hollywood producers into these prisons and into these jails to produce for-profit films, comedy specials, documentaries. Well, I don't care what you call them. Okay? that we're coming after this kind of mess. It's a blatant violation of these prisoners' human rights. They're not being paid. Their families aren't getting any kind of benefit. In fact, it may be harming some child. I saw your mama in that MSNBC lockup show. Come on, y'all. So it ain't just about Monique, it's about Hollywood. Now, they you doing these prison shows like I think Richard Pryor did a prison show. That was all actors. It was fiction. It wasn't set up to scare anyone or, okay, they used actors. They didn't go into the prison and use victims of prison slavery as extras and props that they didn't have to pay, that they ain't had to worry about no actors union. They ain't had to worry about where they was, how they was going to be treated or how they was going to eat or none of that stuff. And I don't know what Monique could have given to the women's prison that they ain't already got. That's taxpayer. That's a state taxpayer funded prison. So, I mean, what did you do? Donate some plush toys or something, Monique? Did you give them a year's supply of diapers? But I'm just trying to educate you. I'm not trying to call you out, Monique. So this is what Monique, the last thing Monique tweeted to me. She said that we on the same team. Because she asked me, well, anyway, I interjected myself into her. Well, now, let me put it this way. I interjected Black Talk Radio in the issue of prison slavery into the Netflix Monique beef to get this issue some attention. So Monique responded when I suggested that Netflix take all those type of films down, take Monique's down too, and y'all settle y'all issues and do a benefit comedy special that's going to go to the organizations working on prison slavery issues, the ones that sponsor the Millions for Prisoners Human Rights March. She said that would be beautiful. That's not really a commitment. I see what Max was saying. Man, she ain't really saying she would do this. She's saying the ideal is great. She likes the ideal, but that's not a commitment to work with Netflix to do this benefit comedy special with the proceeds going to those organizations trying to end prison slavery. Okay? And to take down the prison slavery entertainment stuff they got. They're profiting off of still. So her saying, you know, then she came at me on some tit for tat, like, show me your works. So I showed her my works. I'm not one to brag. I'm a public person. Everything, I ask people to fund the stuff that I'm involved in, like how they funded the Carolinas contingent, sent me, Max, his wife, Greg, who else went with us from Carolinas? But anyway, pay for our trip to participate in the march on Millions for Prisoners Human Rights March in Washington, D.C. last year. And the donors to the Black Talk Media Project sponsored the sound system, generator, got to have electrical power, and manpower. Yours truly. So, you know, I'm not going to be recounting my history and what I've given to the new abolitionist movement and what I've tried to do for prisoners, but she had the nerve to ask me, what prisons have you been into? What schools you been into? So I you know, talked to one of my elder, a woman. Well, this is how Monique's coming at me. She's saying, show me your works. And she's saying she did this, that, and the other on the issue of prison slavery. Although I can't find any mention of it on the internet. And I'm an internet guru, been using the internet since 1999, know how to search up and pull up all kind of stuff. That's just basic stuff. I could find no programs that she was sponsoring, trying to get corporations to donate money to. Like, just say, for example, you're one of those organizations working on trying to help these victims of prison slavery get jobs or some kind of training program. I ain't find nothing like that. On my show, I played the clip of her saying Baltimore, one of the reasons Baltimore had an uprising after Freddie Gray was murdered by a slave catcher. Oh, they don't have intramural programs. They don't have the, Monique, but you ain't, I couldn't find anything of you funding anything like that. And it's not tit for tat about who's doing what. And then so she says to me, we're, baby, we on the same team. I don't have a fight for you, baby. I'm not trying to fight with you, Monique. I am proud of any brother or sisters that give back to our community. You give your way and I were give mine. That's a typo. It's the, you know, people typing on their phone. So no picking at her because of grammar. The grammar police out there. Y'all know how petty y'all can be. She says, you give your way and I give mine is basically what she's saying. However, we're both giving and receiving love. But I don't know. See, Monique, I don't know that we on the same team. Because the team you playing for, Team Hollywood, is making these prison exploitation films. These very networks that are paying black actors and celebrities, news anchors, people working behind the scenes are also profiting off of prison slavery. And so if you're not joining me in the new abolitionist movement and declaring yourself a new abolitionist, recognizing that the 13th Amendment did not abolish slavery and that the 13th Amendment should be amended, will be amended. So it says slavery and involuntary servitude shall be abolished. Point blank, period. No clause in there talking about some except for punishment for crime. No, it's going to end. It's going to stop right there with a period. Nowhere in the United States or any occupied territory under their control, no slavery, period. That's what we want the 13th Amendment to say. If you down for that, you want to join our team, then I would love to work with you on this issue. But if you on Team Hollywood, which is who pay you to do what you do, we not on the same team, Monique. But we can all do better. Calling on Netflix to stop, to remove the lockup series from there, Monique's comedy series from there, where y'all changed the doggone thing. This is what they changed it from. Let me tell y'all what it said at first. The little promo on, I hope I uploaded it. I believe I did. Yeah, here it go right here. Let me open it up. This is what, and I bookmarked this. This is what Netflix said, the description of Monique. I could have been your cellmate. This is what it said. It's every comedian's dream come true, performing for the ultimate cop captive audience of a women's prison. That's so tasteless. That's so tacky. It trivializes the status of these victims, a captive audience, a comic having, get it? Y'all get the joke? So I called Netflix out on this on Twitter. I ain't just been going back and forth with Monique. She's the person with the least power in on this pyramid, this media pyramid. Netflix changes it. You can go there now. They changed it. I think I actually linked to it. What does it say now? Let me click on it. This is what Netflix changed the description to. And let me downvote it a bunch of more times and leave a comment that this is prison slavery exploitation and to remove this film. Now, I'm a customer of Netflix. Now, I'm not calling for a boycott just yet. We still gauging our public support. We're not going to operate emotionally and just come out and say, boycott them. We want to show the evidence. We want to gauge public support before we invest times in compiling all the evidence that ain't that's already there. We provided enough. But y'all need us to go deeper into it, have people do the research, and find every doggone listing or movie or film on here that's exploiting prisoners. But right now, we want people to take the poll. Take the poll that's at the top of our Twitter profile at Black Talk Radio. This is where we stand right now. 79% to 21%. Now, who's going to vote that they don't support a ban or boycott on these type of exploitative films? What kind of person would vote no? It's had 24 votes. It's 5 days left. What kind of person would vote no? Who wants to keep watching modern day slavery entertainment? It's not enough that we got comics. Like, remember Dave Chappelle? And I ain't hating on Dave Chappelle for this. I found the skit pretty funny. But remember when what did they have? The Player Pimps Ball or something like that. And they went back in time to a slave plantation. Y'all remember, there were no real victims of prison slavery used in the making of that film. See, that's what I'm saying. They care more about animals and stuff. Did they give that disclaimer? No animals were hurt during the making of this film. Or no actual prison slaves were used during the making of this film. This is what we're going to have to demand. Those disclaimers. You're going to hire actors. Stop exploiting. Now, if y'all want to do a little internship, because everybody in prison ain't innocent. And until we end slavery and the war on drugs and all that good stuff to where we're not filling up the prisons with them, then yeah, do an internship with the prisons. Teach them a skill and all of that. And give them jobs when they come out of prison as actors, since y'all using them as extras in these reality TV shows. Give them their own TV show when they come out. Give them their own reality show. Keeping Up with the Kardashians has had its time in the sun. But no, let's boycott these exploitative films. Please take the poll. It's on Facebook. I'm going to keep sharing it. It's also one for Twitter. Take the poll. But again, what kind of person wants to watch prison slavery entertainment? Probably slave catchers. Probably those who work as overseers on the prison plantation. Probably the very guards that's hog-tying women like those in Michigan and withholding water and food from them for several days until they're compliant to the guards' sexual demands. See, we be bringing you these stories day in, day out on Black Talk Radio Network, on the various programs, the various hosts. You don't hear about this on your American news channels, these kind of abuses that's going on daily. So take the poll. Take the poll so that we can gauge whether it's an investment of our time and calling for international boycott. YouTube is seen everywhere. Netflix is seen everywhere. All you need is an internet access. And in the meantime, go downvote all of those films on Netflix, like Lock Up. If they're on YouTube, vote down. Write in the comment section. Use the power of social media. Leave a comment in the comment section calling for the film to be removed or the YouTube clip or whatever, and point out to people that this is exploiting these people's human rights. These people are not here for your, are not in prison. Well, that's a shame, because apparently they are in prison for our entertainment. And these networks and Hollywood producers are making billions of dollars off of them, just in the entertainment industry alone. This is sick society that we live in. Let me take a call. We have a call from area code 702. Thank you for calling in to BTR News. Speak your piece. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Red in Nevada. I just wanted to say thank you for bringing up the films on Netflix. about this exploiting prisoners, and I had actually just, as you were talking, I was looking up some other films or shows or whatever like that, because I know on the Discovery Channel, under that umbrella, they also have a show called I Almost Got Away With It, which is another prisoner exploitative film or show. But when I typed that into Netflix just to see if it was on there, there's about 10 other shows on there like Lock Up, and they do have actual ones that are listed under Lock Up, but they have like Death Row Stories and all like that. So, and I'll make sure I post this on BTR Community just to have more of a visual, but I think these are also shows that we should try to get taken off of Netflix. Then there was like two of them that were really disturbing. There was one that was The Toughest Prisons, and then there was another show that was The Toughest Cops. So I'm like, it just takes this exploitation to a whole other level, and I definitely agree with you about not necessarily boycotting Netflix over one person, because like you have been saying before in different posts or whatever, that it should be bigger than just what one person is getting out of it. If you don't, I don't think that's the whole meaning of what a boycott should be surrounded by, I guess. But I just wanted to add that. Thank you for allowing me to share. I'll mute my line.
Thank you for sharing. And like I say in my poll, it's a look, it's one of them, and it is under Discovery brand on YouTube. It's had over 1 million views, a whole bunch of likes. I don't remember the exact number. This is entertainment for people now. Just imagine, I don't know, remember exactly when they invented the movie camera and silent film. This is the equivalent to me if they'd have been recording them abusing victims of slavery pre-1865, rape movies. Thomas Jefferson would have been making pedophile child rape movies, or what he was doing to Sally Hemings. And then this would, man, it's just disgusting when you think about it, when you really, really think about it. And again, I don't know Monique's social conscious level. I don't know her level of consciousness. And I hope that she doesn't take this as an attack. It is a criticism, but you don't know what you don't know. So maybe in 2007, you didn't see it as exploitation, but I hope you see it as exploitation now. Call on them white producers. Let's call out their names, y'all, because I've just been saying Monique's name. I know I've been naming the corporations, but let's name these other folks. These the ones who are making the most money, okay? These are the ones making the most money. So let's pull up. Let me see. I did a Google search. What did I put this under? On the BTR thread, white men directed, produced, and profiting from the films. I did a Google search. I could have been your cellmate. So that pulls up the little listing if you're using Google search engine. Monique, her picture in her little orange jumper, wearing orange. Again, they probably told her what to put on. And this has got a 6 out of 10 rating, because y'all just looking at the comedy, as one sister said to me she was like, but that was funny as hell. Okay, Monique's a funny person. She wrote some jokes, but that ain't got nothing to do with the context in which I'm raising this issue. Okay, so this was put out, the release date was April the 3rd, 2007. The director, Gary Benkow, white male, racist suspect. We got Monique as the screenplay writer. See, it was all scripted, y'all. This was a movie. This was entertainment. This is for profit. The producer, Barry Erdman. And it has one cast, Monique. Well, Monique, what about them victims of prison slavery you was talking about? At least in Lock Up, they give them a credit on a, what's the page I keep trying to tell? IMDb.com. That's the page right there that pulls up all the little details, all these different films and TV shows. It's got a 6 out of 10 vote on there. Let me go on there and vote it down. Right now. This is a prisoner exploitation film. And I'm going to have to set up an account and write a review as a user. Again, people, we can change things. Malcolm X said the media controls the minds of the masses. Who controls the media? The corporations. Why are they trying to cut down and cut back or limit our reaches, individual reaches and collective reach on social media? Because social media can be used to spark revolutions. You can use it. Why do you think Israelis pay students to post a whole bunch of pro-Israel stuff on Facebook and Twitter and flood it with propaganda? They want to talk about the Russians doing it. Everybody do it, including the United States. So we have to use these same war tools that they're using. So we want everybody who has an imdb.com account to leave a review and call it what it is. Prison, and vote it down. Let me go ahead and give my rating. I'm going to give it the lowest rating I can possibly give. I wish I couldn't give it any stars. But they zero. It says I could sign in with Facebook, so that make it easy. A lot of us on Facebook, you sign in with Google. So I hope my name is attached to this. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm also going to share this on Twitter. Tell people to vote it down. Let me go ahead and get it. Monique, don't take this. Nothing personal. It's nothing against you. We fighting these corporations. They pimped you. Them white men pimped you. That's why I asked you how much they paid you. Which you changed the subject into what have I done for prisoners. I asked you, how much did you get paid? How much did he get paid? How much did that white female writer? And then, listen, her beef that she want to bring our black people into is with two white women, an Asian woman, a Hispanic male, and a white male. Okay? Which one of them told her that you can't get no more than $500,000? From us. So see, these are the people you trying to work with, Monique. I'm trying to work with abolitionists. So, I mean, people, let me go ahead and leave this tweet. Let me see. Tell people to vote it down. Let's see. Go to what's IMBD tag? Man, this thing ain't showing right. Vote, make it simple. Vote down this prisoner exploitation film, for-profit film. Monique, we ain't just going to be picking on the projects you was part of. I'm going to put some other ones in there as well and leave a comment. But this is one of the 9 violent ways that we can fight back and raise public awareness, y'all. It's not enough of us just getting mad. We have to do something. And you might think just you voting down something and leaving a comment. If enough of us do that on all these things, look, we share a whole bunch of stuff. We got plenty of ammunition in our trigger fingers when we want to push the share button on them police snuff films when they snuffing out one of our people, and we send all that stuff all through Messenger and stuff. Look at this film before they delete it. It's something from 2000, a few years ago. People trying to get you into your emotions and create that negative energy, so like vampires. Y'all share the hell out of that stuff. Y'all know y'all do. Because you send it to me. And I see how many people be tagged. So why can't we do these sort of things like sharing this poll? making comments that we are abolitionists and we are against slavery. We have to do it. So, you know, this thing probably going to look jacked up. But I think I left somebody on the board. Tag, did you have another comment? I'm sorry if I went on a little rant there. But 646, whoever we have on the line from 646, go ahead with your question or comment.
Peace, peace. No apology taken. Definitely right there with you and with the caller and, you know, those of y'all throughout the network. I'm taking some looks at some of these related entities, and it's pretty, you know, it's pretty, what's the right term? I'm seeing a lot of just creepy aspects of this whole enterprise. I mean, so when we look at, for example, Lockup, the series, the developer of that show, Lockup, is apparently this group called 44 Blue Productions, 44 Blue. And they seem to be pretty much just in the voyeurism game in general. You know, their whole get down seems to be, well, you know, voyeuristic, so to speak, reality television, you know, insofar as they have another show besides Lockup called Pit Bulls and Parolees, based in Louisiana, which we know is, you know, in a lot of ways like the prison slavery capital of the U.S. and therefore the world, where, you know, even in their description, speaking of descriptions of these kinds of shows, they say this shows the interaction of the dog and man about pets and people that no one wants, you know. So it's telling you, you know, right off the bat, I've never watched this show, but talking about you know, people that no one wants as parolees, and just in looking at the commentary, you know, on the message board off of IMDb, it seems clear that there's a lot of exploitation going on there as well. And, you know, that this whole notion of voyeurism as regards prison slavery and as regards slavery in general is very longstanding, you know. And when we think about, you know, all of the various, you know, sporting, so to speak, activities that went on, you know, on these plantations and the like, you know, and again, Dennis Childs, you know, delves into some of these questions in his work, Slaves of the State. So I'm in full agreement with you there on you know, his voice being extremely valuable in this conversation overall. The exploitation of enslaved entertainment is a real focus of his throughout the book. Also, just, you know, relatedly, but, you know, on a slightly different topic, I just wanted to raise the possibility of, you know, given the ongoing conversation around fundraising tactics and you know, bringing larger revenue streams through to the network, it seems to me that with all of the material that's been amassed over the course of the several years that, you know, New Abolitionist Radio has been going on, among other programs and broadcasts, but just, you know, to center New Abolitionist Radio, I mean, I know for me, I certainly, you know, would partake in the mixtapes that came out of the street ball kind of developments, you know, street basketball, the And-One mixtapes and this type of thing. So just to kind of put it out there, you know, New Abolitionist Radio mixtapes, like around, you know, particular themes or that just help people, you know, let's say burgeoning abolitionists, you know, to help to equip, you know, those of us who want to just further our recognition of the various aspects of prison slavery. It seems to me that heads would be willing to, you know, put toward something like that, you know, a new abolitionist mixtape or the like. And I know for me, I was looking through the archives not too long ago, and there were a couple of broadcasts that I wasn't able to pull up, you know, that I really wanted to repeat. It seems to me that's the type of thing people would pay to listen to, especially if it was, you know, cultivated or curated in such a way that, you know, it was coherent.
Tay, ideal, great ideal, because I want to send something like that to those who helped send us to the abolitionist meeting in Washington, D.C. last year. And can I actually hire somebody to do that? Could we hire somebody? I wonder if somebody on Fiverr would do something like that.
I bet I would be surprised if they wouldn't be down to do something like that. And I know for me, I would be happy to participate in a project like that on some level. You know, I have to, you know, be mindful of minutes as well, but it's something that just seems so critically important, especially at this stage, you know.
Okay, well, good idea, Tay. But thanks again, man, for sharing the information that you share. But that's a great idea. Appreciate you, bro.
Likewise, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, we're getting ready to wind it down. One of our media clients, Foundational Radio, has a show coming up. If you're in btrcommunity.com, they've been posting about their show that comes up at 10 o'clock p.m. It's not heard on Black Talk Radio on this stream, as they have their own independent station, of course, that Black Talk Media Project helped them launch. And so for 9 years, we've been giving people a voice and an opportunity to get their thoughts out there uncensored. So please consider making a donation to the Black Talk Media Project. We're a U.S.-based nonprofit working in media education and organization, you know, starting up radio platforms and what have you. And we have a vision for media centers across the nation to replace the terrestrial stations that we lost due to the 1996 Telecommunications Act. And it's only gotten worse as corporations in that industry can now own even more radio stations in any given market than the limits that was lifted on them in 1996. So Black independent media, terrestrial radio, man, there ain't no getting that back. You can't compete with their resources to buy up station. They'll hire some Black people to get Black people thinking they listening to a Black-owned station, and they not. And they're going to censor the voices. They're going to monitor the conversation. It's not going to be real talk. And we can combat that or counter that with digital radio stations building, because a radio station is more than just somewhere where you have some people on the microphone, or they might even be streaming it with video on the internet. Or, you know, if we want to think about it in terrestrial radio terms, and you just turn on the car radio and you listening to it. In some places, they were like the heartbeat of the community and people would meet. And we would like to also let these spaces be one of those spaces to where not only are we, you know, teaching digital media production, not only do we have a digital radio station geared towards that community with a social media platform for that community, trying to chip away at Mark Zuckerberg, y'all, and you know, but also a meeting space for local activists, a safe Black space, if you will, just how Black Talk Radio Network was born. All right, so it's not about Monique. Oh yeah, and to share what this is what Netflix did. Now, remember, let me back up. I almost forgot. Remember, I said Netflix. I took the screenshot. This is how. Please go downvote wherever this is on Netflix, ID, MB, whatever that is. Downvote it and leave a comment, abolitionists out there. But it said, it's every comedian's dream come true, performing for the ultimate captive audience at a women's prison. Disgusting, disgusting. So they saw my tweet, and guess what they did? This is how it reads now. Comedian Monique performs for a diverse crowd of female prisoners in this unconventional stand-up show held at the Ohio Reformatory for Women. Gee, Netflix, way to spruce it up there. And you're just acknowledging and proving my point that this is an exploitation film. They weren't a captive audience. They were prison slaves. Captive prison slaves used as props. And Netflix is profiting. The production company is profiting. I don't know if Monique is getting royalties. This is wrong, people. This is wrong. Slavery is wrong in all its forms. It's a violation of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. But we cannot win this fight if we don't win some battles. So we got to use public opinion the nonviolent way for now, the nonviolent way, and trying to use the power of social media and digital media to send a message to these people that's profiting off of prison slavery. So downvote it all and leave comments, whether you're on YouTube, Netflix, Vimeo, wherever. Downvote them. And so we will take our time. We will continue to push this issue in front of the public. And when we feel like we've gathered enough data, and if the public opinion is on our side, then we will call for a boycott. And actually, lawyers out there right now, y'all should be suing on behalf of these prisoners. Y'all, ACLU, sue them. NAACP Legal Defense Fund. This is prisoner exploitation. This is a violation of their human rights. United States Human Rights Network, I'll be reaching out to y'all. This is slavery, people. We cannot stand for it. These issues are bigger than a $500,000 payday. How about prisoners being paid slave wages to risk their lives fighting fires in California, or being exploited by the Hollywood and New York film industry to generate hundreds of millions of dollars off of advertisements promoting the very corporations using prison slave labor? What kind of society are we that we continue to tolerate this? So do what you can, get in where you fit in, as they say. No small amount can be undervalued. Just you coming across these things and voting them down and leaving a comment, now that you have a different perspective of what you're actually looking at. You never know. You change the next person's mind, and then that person might leave a comment, and so on. Y'all know how viral media works. Like Malcolm said, let's use the media not to really control the minds of the masses, but prevent a perspective and give them an opportunity to do something to make a difference. We're closing out with Weapon X. Recognize the fact that you live behind the enemy lines of USA, Inc. Never stop practicing slavery. It's in the 13th Amendment, and it has many related issues, industries, intersectionalities. It's going to take us all to end this. Peace and blessings to all. Be safe.
To my timeless jewels and street knowledge degrees. Come on. Weapon X, haters down on your knees. Throw your rhymes in the flames and repent to the east. 1, 2, 3 and a 3, 2, 1. Exodus, hip-hop redemption. Resurrection, tell folks I'm on one. Like my boy and Amistad. Me walk free, dumb. Round the mountain I come. Hannibal's descendant won't stand for minimum. Dummy bills done as I bring the hella heat. My underground scroll spellbound in the streets. Weapon X.